This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one would say J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Would J.J. Barea get a player to win? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady, global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315, Mr. M&M himself. He finally got that bag of M&Ms out, huh?
Yeah, peanut M&M's my favorite, man.
Sweet. Yeah, I like, they're good. I like the
regular
chocolate.
Yeah. The regular?
Yeah. But I do like the peanut ones. And, of course, BBB, Big Baller Brand himself.
What's up?
You know.
Broadcasting live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you can get... Well, your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV Radio, go CSBI.
Sorry, I was trying to think, you know, your Big Baller Brand name.
Joe B.
No, I was thinking La Bombo. No, not La Bombo. That won't work. I mean, because you got to have an L in your name, man.
I don't have part any of L's in my name. I'm sorry. I'm not LeVar, Alonzo, LaMelo, LeAngelo, LaMarcus.
Why ain't there three L's then?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess
because you can't call it the Big Baller Brand. You can call it the Lovable Loser line with three L's, I guess.
The Lovable Losers. The Bat and the New and Bad News Bears.
Right.
And, of course, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
The new ABC.
The only one that matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. You know, we're going to talk baseball because it has started. We'll talk some NFL news and Masters. We got Masters talk we got to talk about as well.
Well, the guy I was going to pick is not playing because he was coked out of his mind and fell and hurt his back. Idiot. So,
well, if you want, let's go ahead and get into Masters and then we'll do the new one my segment's going to be.
Okay.
Who you got for the Masters? How's it stand so far?
Well, Fitzpatrick from England is currently 3 under through 17 holes. And then McGirt is right behind him at 2 under, tied with Justin Rose. And then Lehman and Haas are 1 under, but they've both started. Like Haas is just through 6 and Lehman is through 5. I was going to go with Rory, but Rory hasn't shown me anything to really say he's going to win. I don't know, man. It's probably going to be some no-name that wins the Masters like last year.
I'm going to go with I'm going with Phil. I think with the weather, I think he wins. I think Phil wins.
No, I'll stick with Rory. Come on, Rory. Team Nike needs you. Nike is getting decimated in the golf
world.
You're
not going with Ricky Fowler?
I'm not going with Ricky Fowler. That dude is a foul up. He'll be lucky to make the cut.
You got anything to say about golf?
I'm looking now. I'm doing some research now.
All right.
Get back to me later.
I would love to see our boy Webb Simpson right here from the great city of Charlotte, North Carolina, win the Masters. That would be awesome.
I like Bubba to win again.
Bubba can definitely win it. We know Bubba has the shots in the game to win it. So.
Absolutely. All right. Let's go into the new segment we're going to do, haven't done for a while, Traveling with Rocky. It's time for Traveling with Rocky. Man, I'm traveling out to – where am I going this week? I am going out to – the newest food this week is going to be in Houston. I'm wearing my Astros jersey today. So this is the reason why. Out in Houston at Minute Maid Park, one of the new sandwiches they have is a Spam grilled cheese sandwich.
Dude, that thing looks good. What are you talking about?
That's not too bad.
Yeah. It's
better than Spam and Nutella, let me tell you.
By the way, you know, next week I think we're going to do donut.
Yeah, we have
thing.
To.
We're doing
he
it
has
next
to pay
week.
Up on his bets.
I'll do it. Whatever. As long as it's not Nutella and some Spam.
Spam is.
But yeah, look at the Spam. You don't like that?
Spam salty as hell.
It's served with a cut of Spam on Texas toast.
What kind of cheese do they have? Cheddar? Or are they using American?
Looks like American.
Probably American cheese because like it's American. Grilled cheese. Like, with all that salt, though, I would think it'd be smarter to add something that has a little sweetness to it. Maybe like a little caramel. Or something. I don't know. But we love cheese and we love Spam grilled. And we love grilled cheese. So, yeah.
So, we're going to do this every week. But I'm going to do two every week on the show of new foods in the ballparks. The next one I'll talk about is the La Frida Steak Frittas at Citi Field. Black Angus hand-cut beef, saute sweet vidalia onions, beef au jus, topped with Vermont Monterey Jack cheese sauce over fresh fried Idaho waffle fries.
And Citi Field is in New York, right? Queens, where the Mets play.
The Mets field.
Of the Mets. Queens actually might have something right there, man. I mean, it looks really good. Look at that. I mean, the picture looks really good.
The two things I showed you, which one you like better?
The second one.
This one?
Not
fresh cut.
No damn Spam.
Let me see. Spam or fresh cut Angus beef?
I put Spam. I put Spam in the same category as damn Vienna sausages.
Like, like bro, we...
See, I grew up in the hood, so it was like a lot of that stuff in my house.
Listen, I totally...
Like,
I
ain't in Hawaii no more, dog.
Vienna sausage, and, you know, that was my house.
Oh. Vienna sausage, beanie weenie, sardines. Potted meat, that stuff stayed in the cabinet.
My only fish back then growing up was sardines.
In the can?
Yeah, in the can. We didn't get any other fish. We got sardines.
In the can.
So I totally understand. But yes, look, steak Frittas up at Citi Field. Dude, when I go to New York next time to Mets, I'll try
but,
this
I mean,
out.
If I'm in New York, I'm not going to a Mets game. I'm going to the Bronx. I'm going to the Yankees.
Well, you said I've been to a Yankees game now, so now it's time to go to New York to that other team. Mm. I'm trying to hit all the ballparks. Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
Bucket list.
Yeah. I'll go over. I'm looking at the other food. I really want to share these other foods, but I'll wait.
Oh, man.
Because they
check
look
out
really
the
good.
Food at
what
City
time is the show over, man? I'm starving now.
Yeah, I'm. Fine, we'll go to the third one. Sunrise Dog Coffee, Kaufman Stadium in Kansas City. A jumbo hot dog topped with fried egg, bacon, cheddar cheese.
Oh, that sounds
and
good.
White That's, sausage
oh,
gravy.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It looks delicious.
That looks good. God. That looks good.
So
you
got
have to be
Kansas
in the gym for like 2 days after you eat that.
But that's all right. Anyway, that's our new Traveling with Rocky. Every week I'll preview some food.
It's taking him a while to get there on that train, too. Better get this man to find him a first-class pass.
Absolutely. I better have plenty of those hot dogs while I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Major League Baseball, first thing, thoughts and prayers with former Dodger outfielder Pedro Guerrero. He recently had a massive stroke. He woke up from a coma on Monday. He's one of my favorite Dodgers of all time. One of the reasons I'm a Dodger fan. So prayers and thoughts with him and his family that he gets back soon. Let's talk about some baseball predictions. This year, let's go to the AL East. Let's start in the East, mm-hmm. y'all's home division.
I'm right here, yep.
we got the Red Sox, Blue Jays, O's, Yankees, and Rays. There any?
You forgot the Orioles.
No. Did I not say those?
Mm-mm.
I said those.
You said those?
I said O's, yeah.
Oh, okay. You said O's. Gotcha. All right.
Looking at the Yankees, I mean, y'all added, of course, you got Chapman coming back. What's it got? Y'all, Sepetys. That's not right. But yeah, Chapman came back to you guys. You know, you got some younger guys in the lineup now. Much younger team.
Yeah. Yep.
We start the season sluggish, 1-2, right above the Rays.
Where
I mean,
pitching,
the Jays.
The Jays.
The problem with you guys is the pitching this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's been pitching,
we haven't addressed the starting pitching at all, but we have nothing in the farm system to address it with. We're rolling with Tanaka and Sabathia and whatever else garbage we're going to put out there. And we got to hope these guys win.
Who do you guys have in winning the AL East then?
Well, the Red Sox are the favorite, but I am picking the Yankees. I thought we were going to build off this spring training that we had. Come on now. Let's turn it around. Yankees win the AL East.
I'm going to go the homer route, too. Yankees.
Wow, okay. I am going let me see. Bleacher Report's going to Red Sox 94-65, Blue Jays. They got the Yankees finishing fourth. 81-81. I think that's about right. They got the Rays predicting them to finish last. Watch the O's. I'm telling you, that lineup. And Bundy, I think, is a really good young pitcher. Is going to do really good. But, yeah, the Red Sox, man. I mean, it's not even close.
They spent all that money. They better win.
Chris Sale, the additions they had, it's just that lineup is still there. I know you lose Ortiz, but, dude.
They still got Mookie Betts, one of the best players in the league.
Jackie Bradley.
They're loaded, man.
Pedora. I mean, this, you know, and I think they'll be fine. So I'm going to go with the Red Sox to win that. Looking at the AL Central, Indians, Tigers, Royals, Twins, and White Sox. They got picked last. Who you guys got winning the Central?
I like the Indians.
Oh, the Indians also added in Carcion.
Yeah,
that big bat in the middle of their lineup makes them scary, man. Andrew Miller still can be that long relief pitcher for them. They're playing good ball. They spanked the Rangers. They spanked the Rangers to start the season.
Yeah, they're a good games team already. They have.
I'm gonna go Cleveland, but I think KC's gonna kind of keep it close.
I don't know. KC has lost so much since they won the World Series. Like, all of those good players have left their franchise, and they're back to being just the Royals.
The Royals again?
Just the Royals. The
Royals from the 90s.
It happens more times than not, especially the small market teams. You saw it with the Florida Marlins. You saw it, and we're seeing it now with Kansas City. They get everything together that they can to make that World Series run, win the series, and they blow it up because they don't have the money. Or do they want to pay all these players?
It's going to be – I think the Twins are going to be a lot better than people think this year. The Royals going to fall off. The Tigers going to be better. But it's the Indians, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, that lineup plus the pitching staff is healthy. They've got very good young pitching staff with Kluber, who got – he got hit pretty hard opening day, but he'll be fine. The poor White Sox is going to be –
they are terrible.
I think the White Sox will be better at the end of the season because all the young people will start coming up.
But they're bad right now. They are really bad.
But I'll go – especially with the Knights being here, so we got to pay a little bit of attention to them. But I got the Indians, man, by far. I think the Indians will be the best team in baseball this year.
Like, they remind me of the Royals 2 years ago, that Royals team that lost those series the year before and then came back and went on a tear.
Absolutely. Moving to the AL West, the Astros, Mariners, Rangers, Angels, and A's. You talk about a bad team, the A's are going to be pretty bad. Who do you guys have winning the West?
The Astros. And they don't even have great pitching, but the rest of the West is so garbage, too. Like, Texas has no pitching. Seattle has no pitching. Oakland, we know. Oakland has nothing.
Well, that's what we said last year, too, though.
In Los Angeles, they have Mike Trout, but other than Mike Trout, who they got? The Astros, man. It's got to be the Astros.
Astros. Paying homage to your jersey.
And plus, they have, to me, the best infield in the game between their short and second baseman, Altuve and Correa. Those two guys are game changers, and as long as those two guys are in their lineup, they're going to win more times than not.
No, absolutely. I'm wearing the jersey. I ain't going to get some. I think Seattle's going to be really good, so watch out for them. The Angels, there's so many bad options. They need to rebuild, and Mike Trout needs to go somewhere else. I didn't realize he's an Eagles fan, so he lost my respect. Astros, man, that lineup, like you said, you know, Correa and Altuve, they added Josh Reddick in the outfield. I just think, and that pitching staff so much better than anybody else's. The Astros should win this by
a landslide.
Yeah, they should. But, you know, their pitching is a little bit questionable still. But I got Astros winning. All right, NL East. You got Braves moving into a new stadium this year. I don't think that will help.
Especially with 85 being collapsed and you can't even get into Atlanta.
Yeah. Who do you guys got winning the East?
Nats. Nationals. But that's just the comicosm of the city of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
They had a collapse in the Super Bowl. They have an interstate that collapses. Stay away from Atlanta. Stuff is just falling out, collapsing everywhere in Atlanta.
Bleacher Report's got the Nationals, Mets, Marlins, Braves, and Phillies. I really want to go to the Mets, but they lost to the Braves the other day. 3-1. And their lineup is so questionable to me. I don't think they got enough bats in there in Cepedis.
And I think Bryce Harper has a bounce back MVP year, man. 335-40 home runs, 125 RBI. Man, he's going to carry that franchise.
I do think he has a bounce back in front of him.
Speaking of the Marlins, my boy, Derek Jeter is interested in about buying the Marlins. Derek Jeter, man, baller. Keep it going.
I know. He is killing it. I'm going with the Nats, man. I don't think this is going to be even close, Hiller.
We sorry, Real Scott Eli.
What?
But
what's he say?
You know he's a Mets fan.
Oh,
the Mets have no chance. Oh, that's what they got.
We need to ask him who his favorite player is. It is Daniel Murphy. Boy, he hated that
for the Nats.
He said he was horrible. He had the MVP season last season. Going to the Central. The Cubs, Cardinals, Pirates, Reds, and Brewers. Who you guys get?
Like, this is the fun division right here. This and the NL West. These are the two fun divisions to me. I mean, the AL East is competitive, too. How can you go against the Cubs?
Yeah, I'm going with the champs myself.
They brought pretty much everybody back. And granted, they did lose Chapman.
I think they upgraded because they lost Chapman and added Wade Davis. The last time you saw Wade Davis pitch for the Orioles, he was shut down nothing. Got by him. Chapman gives up. He can be beat, you know, with that fact.
After 46 pitches.
What are you talking about? He got bombed the first time he came into the game against the Dodgers last year.
But then after that, all the way through the series.
No, he was unbelievable. Was strong. I still think the Montgomery guy was better, but I totally get it. I'm going with Cubs, man. But
you can never count out the Redbirds.
No.
Never.
The problem with the Redbirds, they just don't have enough offense.
They don't have enough anything.
Just to do it. Now, I think Carlos Martinez is one of the best young pitchers in the game.
And Yadier Molina is going to get the best out of that pitching staff. We know what he does. Best catcher in the game by far. So, we'll see.
All right. Going to the NL West, this is where we're getting to the good stuff. You got the Dodgers. You got the Giants. You got the Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Padres. The poor Padres.
The poor Drays.
Who y'all got in the West?
I'm going to go with your boys. I'm going with your boys.
I'll give you $5.
The Dodgers.
This is interesting, man.
Go ahead. I know you want to go out West.
You know I want to go with the Giants.
I know you do.
You know I want to go with the San Francisco Giants.
You just any team I cheer for, you got.
No, I like the Dodgers. No question.
That was the opposite way.
I like the Dodgers. I think I just like the Giants starting pitching. Man, they still have deep starting pitching. I know they don't have any bats.
Well, they got Hunter Pence, and all real. They did get Hunter Pence back. He's healthy. They did add Mark Melancon from the Nationals, so it's a better up. Their bullpen's better this year. In all seriousness, they are better. But I just think our hitting is going to be so good this year. You know, if it's early sign, and I'm crossing my fingers, Puig had a huge home run last night against the Padres. Corey Seager's going to be the MVP of the season. I am telling you this. I will put money on Corey Seager being the MVP of the National
League. He definitely has a chance.
You know, I think he's going to be right there. Justin Turner. We added Logan Forsythe from the Tampa Bay Rays. Very good second baseman that can lead off. And I think Andrew Tolles is going to be a very good outfielder as a leadoff hitter. So we'll see. I think our lineup could produce four guys with 30 home runs. Maybe at least 20, but I think at least four with 30 home runs each. Our catcher's batting, you know, fifth. Grandal is one of the best power hitting catchers in the game.
I do worry after Kershaw, though. Like, y'all got Kershaw, and Nothing after Kershaw.
Well, after Kershaw, we got Maeda is a good – he goes six-plus quality innings every game. I'm more worried about the bullpen before Jansen. Yeah, we signed Romeo. We know Jansen, but he does. We signed Romo from the Giants, so a little bit questionable there. But I think the lineup is one of the best lineups in the game after the Cubs, and I would put it against any of those. Who will meet in the World Series?
Wow, that's a big question early in April.
We got to give our World Series predictions and who wins.
Cubs, Yankees.
The ratings for that. I like that. Cubs. Can you imagine the ratings for that?
Oh, no, it would be crazy.
Or we can have Dodgers, Yankees. That would be cool, too. Dodgers, Yankees.
That
like,
would be
You just asked me who I thought would win the West. Like,
that would be great ratings.
I think the West
Dodgers, Yankees?
Yeah.
I think the West is going to have two teams in the playoffs.
I can see it. Are you going Cubs, Yankees as well?
Yeah, Cubs, Yankees.
Y'all both going Yankees?
No, I'm going to go Dodgers, Yankees. I don't know why. You know I'm going Yankees?
Yeah, I'm.
You know I'm going Yankees?
And y'all going Yankees winning the whole thing? If they get the World Series, you might as well.
Hell yeah. Like, if they're playing well, they will go make a move for a starting pitcher. No question.
I'm going to go Dodgers, Indians.
Detroit.
This is my feeling, man. And I got Dodgers winning it all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, real fast, MVP candidate, who's your MVP?
Well, the American League, it seems to have Mike Trout's name on it before the season starts, so let's go Mike Trout again.
All right.
National League, I like Seager, I like Harper. Those would be my two frontrunners, and Goldschmidt from Arizona.
Arizona.
AL, I like Trout. NL, I like Harper.
Okay. All right, I'm going with Seager, NL. AL. Watch out Sanchez for the Yankees.
Gary Sanchez, the young catcher. If they play well.
He had the most homers. After he came up 58 games, he had 24 home runs, most ever. So watch him this season. Cy Young, NL, is Kershaw, man. Come on.
He's healthy, absolutely.
AL.
Watch Kluber.
Bundy. Watch Bundy's outside name with the O's. But, yeah, Kluber.
I like Kluber. I like the kid from the Strohs, Keuchel. Is it Keuchel?
Yeah, Dallas.
Dallas, yeah. He can pitch.
All right. Well, there's our predictions for Major League Baseball. We'll check back at the All-Star game, right?
Yeah. July.
Is that right? July. No, we'll talk about it week to week. I think we'll try to do something on the show. You pick a pick'em of the week or something. Going to NFL talk real fast, Dallas emerges as favorite to host the 2018 draft at the Cowboys training facility in Frisco, Texas.
And from what I hear, this training facility is
crazy. Yeah, it's insane. NFL draft is Thursday, April 27th, so it's coming up soon. We'll do some mock drafts and stuff coming up. I know Carolina, the Panthers, they're talking about now drafting another running back. Because they're saying Fournette may not be there.
Yeah, they're saying Christian McCaffrey, they might take him, but that's a reach. That is a reach, man. If Fournette is not there when we need to draft, some secondary help and then get a running back in the second round. Like Joe Mixon will be there. Dalvin Cook will more than likely be there. Let's go get some safety help because we counting on Captain Munderland, Kurt Coleman, Mike Adams, all these guys are 30 – two up. Come on. We need some youth.
Did you just say Captain Munderland?
Captain Munderland.
Oh, Lord. Captain Munderland. And I saw the Bears got the third pick.
I'll take – they better go defense.
You think defense?
Yeah, they better. Jonathan Allen, I'll take him. I'll take Jamal Adams, LSU. I'll take him. I'll take the Lattimore kid from Ohio State. I'll take any of those guys. Any type of secondary or defensive line help, yeah, I'm with it. We have five. I think we have five picks in four rounds, so they need to hit some home runs in this draft.
Make the most of it.
Yeah, they got to hit some home runs. Get a quarterback, get a wide receiver, and the rest defense.
Well, right now I'm looking. Everybody's got Myles Garrett going one. Solomon Thomas going two to San Francisco. Man, he's moved up. He came out of nowhere. He moved up quickly.
The kid from Stanford.
Yep, the kid from Stanford. Mm-hmm. The Bears, you know, Hooker and Allen. Mache and Kuyper's got Hooker and Allen. Jacksonville's got Allen and Fournette. Wow, Mache's got Fournette going.
Mm-hmm. Going where?
To Jags.
Oh, the Jags, yep.
Tennessee, he's got Lattimore and Hooker. Kuyper's got Lattimore, Hooker, Mache. The Jets, Trubisky, and Jamal Adams going to the Jets. All right.
Good luck with Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah. LA Chargers, Kuyper's got Jamal Adams. Mache's got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Wow.
Which makes sense because Phillip Rivers is not a spring chicken and they have nothing at backup.
No, that's true, but. Dude, and they got so many holes.
I know, but can they win with just one player? Go ahead and take Deshaun. Let Probably him sit for 3 years and learn how to play the game.
I can see it. Fournette, you know, Panthers. Mache's got Barnett from Tennessee going there.
Who was Barnett? DN?
DN from Tennessee. They got him. I'll just do top 10. Mike Williams, Cincinnati. Corey Davis.
Wide receiver definitely makes sense to Cincinnati.
Yeah, they need a second. Mike Williams on the opposite side of A.J. Green would be scary.
My goodness, that would be scary.
Or Corey Davis. Yeah. I love Corey Davis, man. He's one of those guys.
That kid catches everything, so.
And then the Bills, Kuyper's got O.J. Howard and Marshawn Lattimore from Shea. That would be good for Buffalo to get Howard. And we even talked about earlier Howard moving up. More than that.
O.J. Howard, people don't want to seem too hyped about him, but I think he's going to go into, the top five picks. These teams just don't want to show their hand.
And then for Dallas, Kuyper's got Jabril Peppers. I love it. Mache's got Taco Charlton, defense in Michigan. Love it.
It just depends. Either one of them, depends on who's available when the Cowboys are drafting.
Either one of those players, I'm fine with.
I mean,
Taco,
that's a win.
And Dallas is
that's
fine
a win.
With me.
But they definitely need a DM.
Absolutely. All right, anyway, moving on from NFL, you got any more NFL news? Anybody got? Oh, last news I meant to bring up. Beast Mode's come out of retirement. Supposedly he's going to play for the Raiders.
Yeah, I saw that. Way to go, Beast Mode.
So is he still not with Seattle?
Currently
under contract, right.
So they will have to trade him. But don't forget, Seattle's also looking to trade Sherman. So,
if the right deal comes along, of course, they're going to look at that.
I would trust AP more than Beast Mode.
Beast Mode playing for his home city?
Yeah, no, but he's been out of football for a year.
It'd be only a year thing?
It'd be 2 years.
They got Rashard Matthews. They can still play. They got a couple running backs. Like, it wouldn't be Beast Mode featured. Like, it'll be multiple backs they use, just like they did with Latavius Murray.
True.
And then they would sell more seats. And then everybody and their mother would have a Marshawn Lynch Oakland Raider jersey, the black and silver or the white one. I know I would want one.
Yeah.
I would too.
It just makes sense. That whole thing makes sense, that whole scenario. He can play those last few years there in Oakland and
help smooth it over on their transition to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smart. It is smart business. That's all it is.
All right. Well, we'll see. See if he does. I could see him doing that. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It would be weird to see him playing for Oakland.
That black and silver, though, man.
Oh, one more thing with the NFL, though. I saw where Brian Kelly said Deshaun Kaiser should have came back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking back to the last time a college coach came out about their quarterback. Florida State, Jimbo Fisher, came out about E.J.
Manuel.
And you see what happened. There's just too many red flags around Deshaun Kaiser. Like that, if I'm looking at quarterback, he is off the list.
And what Jimbo said, he said if EJ would have come back anyway, Jameis would have been starting over him anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should he kept his mouth shut though?
Who was that?
Brian Kelly.
No,
a lot of people say he shouldn't have said anything.
I mean, but Brian Kelly has a relationship, and there's no telling how much longer he's going to be at Notre Dame. He might get fired.
Didn't
be real about it, and he can go to the NFL.
Didn't Pete Carroll say that about Sanchez?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said about Sanchez too. I thought so. Yeah.
Like these coaches give the NFL the real information. Like I told you.
Like yeah, that's
Jimbo Fisher, AJ Man. Don't draft this kid with the first round pick. He's not ready to play.
Yeah, Jimbo was like, EJ is not first round material, y'all.
Leave him be. There it is. Deshaun, if you think about Deshaun Kizer, he needs to be off your board.
Yep.
I would take Brad Kaya in the third or fourth round.
Yep.
Before I waste the first round pick on Deshaun Kizer.
I would take Pat Mahomes from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, two words. P.J. Tucker calls Lance Stephenson classless after late game scuffle. Says he's happy he just got back into the league.
Boo-hoo. Don't get your ass whipped on somebody else's court.
Sore losers. Y'all had the lead and you blew it.
Idiots.
And lost by double digits.
And then it was pushing. I can't believe he laid the ball up on her.
Then DeMar DeRozan putting his hands on Lance. Nah. You don't put your hands on anybody, man.
Ridiculous. Look at this Lance Stephenson, just a head case. He didn't go crazy on y'all.
Yeah, they wouldn't do Ron Artest like that.
Sore winner. Dude, you go from the Phoenix Suns to the Raptors, and you complain about somebody else? This man was out of the league playing on 10-day contracts, and you worry about Lance Stephenson.
Sit down somewhere, P.J. Tucker.
Shut up, P.J. Go back to D-League. Go back. You start in the D-League. You know how tough it is to get to the NBA.
Mm-hmm. You crying about that? Y'all had the lead.
A huge lead.
Stop crying, LeVar. just call P.J. LeVar. Kurt Angle named new GM of Raw.
True. Damn true.
Oh, I was going to say that. I got to think of something real quick.
I will say love it. I love that he's back on TV. Just his personality is so great. You know, especially when like Enzo and Kaz said, you know, soft. He's like, dude, that's not how you spell it.
Yeah.
I mean, just little things like that he does. Did you think of one?
You can just use true.
It's true. It's true. It's damn true.
I love his theme song, too. You suck. Like,
oh, it was crazy. The crowd went crazy.
Well, and people are like, why are they chanting? I was like, dude, that is paying homage.
That's paying homage to him. It's not like
he loves it.
Because they were saying it when he was a heel.
Yeah.
Like, Christian started that thing, and it just took on a life. And it's still around.
You suck.
Not Christian. And Edge, I'm sorry.
You suck. Oh, it
Edge
was great.
Started
it was
that. Great. He said, if you listen to a song, doesn't it sound like he's saying, you suck? And then it just.
Well, it's the same. You know, no offense. It's with the John Cena thing now. Go.
Let's go,
go,
Cena.
Cena sucks. I mean, it's just part of the song.
It's just
Cena
part.
Cena sucks.
NHL announces it will not participate in 2018 Winter Olympics. But. Oh, check-in from the Capitals said he will be playing for his next. So some guys are playing for their teams.
I mean, this is a dicey situation in NHL. You can suspend these guys while they go play for the team, but they don't care. They'd rather play for their countries than play in the NHL. Ovechkin is definitely going to play for his country. Sidney Crosby and the boys, you going to tell the Canadians they can't have their players for the Winter Olympics? Hell no. We just mad because we have no shot of winning Olympic gold, silver, bronze, or anything in damn hockey. So that's why the NHL commissioner is doing this. Cheap shot, poor move, bad taste, whatever two words you want to use, man.
This is from the player's perspective. Don't care.
Don't care.
Olympic means more. I mean, Olympics mean more than the Stanley Cup. I mean, you know, to some of these guys, man, playing for their country. Stop having the professionals play in the hockey. Stop it. Go back to the under 17 guys.
But you know why he said he doesn't want them to play? Because he doesn't want it to affect the brand, his product. He doesn't want to take away from the fans. How many freaking people are really watching NHL hockey?
Scott Ely. There's in North Carolina, if you look at the attendance at Checkers game, not many. You look at attendance for the Hurricanes.
They dying to sell.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So, Jim Ross signs 2-year deal with WWE.
Welcome home.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
By God. Love it. I love it, man.
Slobodakis is back.
By God.
Look at the puppies. No, sorry, that's the wrong one. Welcome home, seriously. I'm glad he's back. It was nice to see him on Sunday.
Get your barbecue sauce.
Especially this time after his wife passed away and everything.
And I kind of figured they would do something like that for him anyway.
That's the best thing for him. You know, get some people that he's comfortable with, family around him.
And he's going to do – I read what he's going to do. He's going to do, like, special stuff. And, you know, once in a while he'll do pay-per-views and stuff
like
that.
Let JR have a podcast. Yeah. The good old JR podcast.
No, let it be him though. Don't make it WWE scripted only one way.
Yeah, let it be his.
Let it be his. Hardy Boys return to WWE at WrestleMania.
Told you.
No comment.
Wow, you're sad.
The Hardy Boys just go come in and steal somebody else's shine. You said we done with these old wrestlers. Here come some more old wrestlers. Yeah.
You know what I didn't know? I mean, I kind of figured they were up there, but Matt's 42, Jeff's 39.
Yep.
I said, damn.
No, they're at the end.
I said, so, wow.
Welcome home. I mean, dude, they need to come back. This is their home. Letting them retire. You know, do their thing for a couple of years and help mentor the younger guys. And that's what they're going to do. It's a ladder match. They had to come back for a ladder match. Cowboys tight end Rico Gethers bully declares himself the heir apparent to Jason Witten. By the way, he's on the practice squad.
Keep believing. If you write it, you believe it, you see it, it comes through fruition. Believe it.
Check cashed. You better. I better see on a roster.
You better make the roster.
I better see on a roster.
Better make the roster.
Journey said it best. Don't stop believing.
Can't stop.
There you go.
Won't stop.
The last one. The fate of Fast and Furious.
Didn't see it. Don't care to see it. I'm really? Done.
Really?
I am. How many more of these can you really make?
This is only 9.
Damn. I've been like, I haven't even seen all of them in a row. I've seen like here and there. I'm sorry. I'm not a big
fan. Like, it's not about the cars anymore. Like, when it first came out, it was about the cars and the racing. It's not even that no more. It's a boring. They try to do just action stuff. Oh, Dominic Toretto is going to turn his back on the team and they're going to do some highway crime, but only The Rock and the criminal from Fast 7 can come and stop. Stop that.
Couple have been better than the previous ones.
Like, Fast 5 was the best one, man. That after was the Fast 5, they shouldn't have did it anymore.
Well, it's hard to do it without Paul Walker anymore.
And I'm surprised that they're doing it without him.
The money train got to keep rolling.
Yeah, hey, they should have stopped.
Well, they trying to do The Rock.
Show some damn respect. More.
I will say, I can't wait, dude. I've seen every single one of them. I love the series. So
I want to see Boss Baby. That's what I want to go see.
Sorry, I can't watch Baldwin. I can't deal without Baldwin.
Boss Baby. Look, I want to go see Beauty and the Beast. I still haven't gone to see Beauty and the Beast.
I heard it was good. I haven't seen it yet, though.
They're going to make almost $1 billion worldwide. We are killing it.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, thank you. Thank you so much for allowing us into your homes, onto your radios. Listen to our shows, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Facebook page, the website. Rewind this track. Just do whatever. Always. Thank you, man. We appreciate it. We'll see y'all next time.
See everybody next week. As usual, I enjoy doing this. Love doing it. Love being here. We need to get some damn heat in the studio.
That's why I got this coat on.
It's cold as hell in here.
It feels good, man. Come on, what's wrong with y'all?
It's in hands and pockets.
My hands in my pockets. I damn near put my hood on.
I need to buy one of those little things the quarterbacks have on the front of their pants. Keep my hands in there.
Like a heater over here. It's a space heater, something.
Like the AC just blows right here.
Man, it's cold in here.
It feels good. Hey,
this am side I a freaking polar bear?
Hey, this side of the room feels good. So, I don't know. I'm hot natured anyway. All right, for me, I got TT Tristan Thompson, NBA high streak of 447 straight games played, snap as he sit.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. I saw that last night.
That's that Kardashian curse.
Yep.
The Rock was talking about.
It's going to happen, I'm telling you, in the playoffs.
You're arguing with LeBron, you hurt your thumb, you missed. You broke your streak. Uh-oh.
They are poison, man. Whoa. They are poison.
also, I got to give a shout-out to Yasiel Puig. who's got two home runs today.
What?
He's got three in four games.
Go ahead. Yes, Yale. Yes, yeah, Puig.
No, three homers in 2 days. That's my boy. he's on my fantasy team. Woohoo! Anyway, Phil Sims out at CBS.
That's
see
so
piece.
Cold.
They did feel dirty.
That's so cold.
They did feel dirty.
See, didn't even give them the B team or the C team.
Yeah, they did.
You got to go
dirty.
Out the door.
Well, dude, you ain't going to put them with the B team.
Why not? They put the Pam Oliver with the B team.
Well, Pam Oliver's different. UConn women losing for the first time to Mississippi State in the Final Four after winning 111 in a row. And last but not least, The Undertaker ending his 27-year wrestling career after losing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 33, which was very good. WrestleMania.
I read that he originally picked Cena.
Yeah.
Undertaker originally picked Cena.
Well, I think because of the proposal and everything else.
Yeah. And
with Nikki taking a break. And John Cena isn't 100% either. Like, you see him missing.
To me, it should have been Cena that retired him. It would have been cool, but. But I don't think he could hang around one more year.
And plus, do you really – Cena, he can deal with it a little bit. But the stuff that Roman Reigns was getting Monday night, I don't know if Cena would have handled that right.
No, Cena would have been fine. To me
– I think he's been handled. I think Cena's been handling it.
To me, the younger talent, you need to go away.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Shawn Michaels was retired by who?
Undertaker. Yeah.
Shawn Michaels retired. Ric Flair, you do it. It's like a rite of passage.
Now, what does it do with Reigns and Lesnar now? Because I saw them trying.
Okay. After the show. That's a good question. I know where it's headed, but we'll talk about it after the show. You got anything else?
That's it, man.
All right. As always, sports is life from BBB, and you can catch us everywhere.
See y'all next week. All right.